This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue with our study of the great Bible subject of marriage, and we continue in particular with our study of the great need to recognize that marriage is for mature people. And by that I mean an essential ingredient in building a happy marriage is to be a mature person, for the partners involved in it to be mature. Already we have noted several of these marks of maturity, of immaturity. I suggested last time that it is a mark of emotional immaturity to be selfish. Another mark of it is to be ungrateful, to simply lack a deep sense of gratitude for all the blessings of life. Another mark of immaturity is to demand to have one's own way. All of these we have already discussed in some detail. But now we begin again with noting that another mark of immaturity is to have little or no sense of responsibility or obligation. If the house is in disarray, a little child feels no obligation as a member of the family to straighten things as they should be. If a mother and child are downtown shopping and the mother's arms are full of packages, the child has no sense of obligation to pull his own weight. He has no sense of responsibility. He wants his mother to carry him in addition to all of her packages. Learning to bear your own burden is a part of growing up. It's a mark of maturity. Husbands as well as wives are guilty of immaturity. Of her husband, a wife one time said, "When he is well, he expects to be treated as if he were a king. When he is sick, he expects to be treated as if he is a baby." And also, some wives may be just like this husband. But there's another mark of immaturity, and that is the habit of failing to finish what is undertaken. You remember the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, indicated that he was pressing on toward the goal of the high calling of the prize of God in Christ Jesus. We must set ourselves to the accomplishment of that which ought to be accomplished. Little children are guilty of not finishing what they have undertaken. Little children start a thing but soon grow tired of it and do not finish. And then they turn to something and go through the whole process again. Some husbands keep their families in a constant state of turmoil by their immaturity. Husbands, give your wives a greater sense of stability and security by being more mature in caring to finish what you have undertaken. For one thing, do not be constantly jumping from one job to another. Another mark of immaturity is the inability to meet the conflicts and problems of life with good emotional reaction. A child can be happy and contented until something happens which presents a real problem to him. And then he may react by an outburst of crying, a violent temper, or by falling down on the floor, kicking his heels and screaming. The mature person meets conflict with good emotion. When immature people get married, they react with bad emotions to the conflict which arises in marriage. This is the reason some husbands and wives scream at one another, why they constantly argue and fight. It's why they fuss and fume almost night and day. This is a basic reason why the wife packs her bag and runs home to mama. This is why husbands slam the door and run to the nearest tavern to drink themselves into a drunken stupor. This is why some husbands and wives run to the arms of other people, other than their own companions. They think they can resolve their conflict by making their companion unhappy, and they reason there is no better way to make them unhappy than by becoming a drunkard or by becoming unfaithful. Now, such illustrations could be multiplied almost to infinity. But how childish all of this is. Husbands and wives should strive to grow up, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 20, "But in mind be ye men, be mature." How much misery and unhappiness would be avoided and alleviated if husbands and wives would grow up and become mature emotionally. We must learn to react to life's problems and conflicts with good emotions. Instead of being angry, jealous, envious, belligerent, one must have a good disposition, must be kind and gentle. Be of good will even when you feel your companion has not been fair, has not acted toward you as he or she should. Be willing to change your mind. Be willing to admit that you're wrong. In short, to simply show Jesus Christ living in your heart, as Paul indicated in Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 and 21.